8:35, and there's all kinds of news out there, and not all of it is good, obviously. And we keep track. For the longest time, we were keeping track of Paul Whelan of Novi, who was arrested in Russia in 2018, convicted in 2020, sentenced to 16 years. And we've been trying to get him out of there for a long time, this former U.S. Marine. And, of course, once a Marine, always a Marine. And Russia better be careful or the Marines are going to go in and get their Marine out of there eventually. Hope it doesn't have to come to that, Semper Fi. But meanwhile, Steve Courtney is keeping track of yet another newsmaker in the world of sports who has her hands full and trouble with the Russians, and that's Brittany Griner. And Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst, taking a deeper dive on that story. Stevie, good morning.
Good morning, Dub. Hello again, everyone. Indeed, Brittany Griner has made a direct appeal to President Joe Biden for her freedom, this going down Monday in a letter passed on through her representatives, writing, among other things, "I'm terrified I might be here forever." Now, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying yesterday that the president has indeed read that letter, and I'm quoting here, "This is very personal to him." Griner's trial on charges that she tried to smuggle vape cartridges with hashish oil into Russia began last Friday. Meanwhile, legal experts and U.S. officials have described the proceedings as a show trial that is certain to end in a conviction and, of course, a lengthy sentence. The trial has been described as a negotiating tactic by the Russian government to exchange her in a prisoner swap. A representative for Griner said they would not release the entire letter or detail how it got from Griner's jail cell outside Moscow to the White House. Griner, detained since mid-February, has been able to send and receive notes to friends and family through her Russian attorneys. Meanwhile, Griner's wife, Sherelle, saying this past Tuesday morning that she has had no direct communication with Biden since the letter was delivered to the White House. Russian state media outlets, which typically operate under direct instruction, of course, from the government, have reported that there are discussions about trading Griner for a Russian man named Viktor Boot, who is serving a 25-year sentence for financing terrorism. U.S. officials have also said they are trying to secure the release of another American, you mentioned him earlier, Dub, Paul Whelan, Michigan's own, who has been in Russian custody since December of 2018. Griner's trial is indeed scheduled to continue tomorrow. She has yet to enter a plea, but sources familiar with her case said that there is a strong chance that she will plead guilty, knowing fully well that Russian officials would require an admission of guilt as part of any deal to send her home.
Oh, man.
So the saga continues, Paul, and, you know, the term Russian justice is a conflict of terms, is it not? There is absolutely zero due process here.
Yeah.
So we are just awaiting how this thing falls.
You can't have a 99% conviction rate and pretend that anything you're doing is fair. It just can't happen that way.
Well, you know, when you go back to February when this story first broke, Paul, you know, the fact of the matter is Brittany Griner, while being a star in the WNBA with the Phoenix Mercury, she would spend the WNBA off seasons playing in a Russian league. So for the life of me, I can't understand how when she was going back into Russia, customs there found those cartridges. There was a lot of sense that were they hers? I mean, was this a plant? Have read nothing to that effect since, again, this story broke in February. But I don't understand why Brittany Griner would put herself in this position, knowing fully well how the Russians operate. And then, of course, to thicken the plot, we know that Russia is involved in war with Ukraine.
You know, I don't recall ever hearing through her or any of her supporters, through Brittany Griner or any of her supporters, that in fact she felt that this was planted on her. Have you? I've not heard a word about that.
No,
It's as if
no, I have not. And
it's as if they're kind of saying, yeah, she did have that with her, which is a, you know, unfortunately a very easy to say now, but everybody knows when traveling like that internationally, but especially in unfriendly places where they're looking for any excuse they can get to incarcerate an American, just wasn't the best of thinking that obviously went into that. But I still have never heard her or any of her people say, this is a setup, this was a plant, she didn't really have that on her. Right. And I don't even understand. It's like marijuana oil to go in a vape gun or vape smoking utensil?
Yeah, it's one of those things, Paul. It is vape cartridges containing hashish oil. Now, there you have it. That would be troublesome to find in luggage pretty much anywhere, including, of course, Russia. And, you know, I don't understand. This is the most compelling thing for me. Clearly, having played in Russia during the WNBA offseason, as I've alluded to, she understands what Russia is all about. This would be foolhardy to try and smuggle this in. But like you're saying, and this is, you know, again, where things become a little stickier, it has never been reported in any way, shape, or form that, you know, this was planted. So clearly at this point, and this is based on what we know, it was hers. So, yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. But as I alluded to in my report, she is expected to plead guilty, knowing fully well that this is what the Russians would expect if there is any chance of her getting out.
I don't understand why, and you quoted the spokesperson from the White House, why this is so highly personal for President Biden. I don't know. Has he ever said that about Paul Whelan? Paul Whelan, a former U.S. Marine?
Not to my knowledge.
And
not to my knowledge. But there has been some statements, Paul, from Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, that she has had absolutely zero contact with the president or anybody really from Washington. But it was the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who said that it is very personal to the president. So, you know, this is where we're at. And if history dictates the way this is resolved, if indeed it is resolved, is going to be worth watching again. Her trial in Russia continues tomorrow.
Well, they better make it a package deal.
If you want to call it a trial. I mean, call it what you will.
Yeah, but all I can say is this. They better make it a package deal, and Paul Whelan better be included in that package. I mean, that's all I got to say. All right,
well,
thank you.
And
I know Putin listens. Paul. I know that Putin listens. When he's shaving his chest hair, he goes out of his way to listen. When getting ready to be on a horse.
Yeah, had to go there,
no,
didn't you?
On a horse with no shirt, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe he's naturally hairless.